dear San Francisco raves and its satellite communities. Well, I finally met Michael, the Red Stick Man. I learned that glow sticks on a body do not a stick man make. I showed up at the party hoping to surprise Michael. Oh, he was surprised, all right. Surprised that a fool such as I was parading around with a sad tangle of messy glow sticks. Some half dead, found at home base and kept in my freezer for 3 months. Duct tape around my clumsy frame like a bad traffic accident. All the while puffing my chest in proud artistic machismo, unaware of the half meter of toilet paper trailing in the breeze behind my penny. The snickering and pointing of the younger ravers was not what really got the tears welling up in my eyes, pregnant with the horror of emptiness first seen, an ego ready to burst. Oh no, my friends, it was the look of pure terror in Michael's eyes when this ghastly, glowing blue presentation was introduced as Patrick, the Blue Stick Man from the East Coast. And in hindsight, I too see the horror. In a private room reserved for spirits of the glow stick, Michael did his best to remain optimistic about the unskilled design of my Stick Man costume. And by the time I realized that the mischievous turn of fate that Michael was engineering my way, it was already too late. Michael the Red passed on the code of the Stick Man to this foolish newcomer. He must have had faith in this swaggering, brawling threat to all that is vibe. Or maybe he had faith in something bigger. No matter. The Stick Manual of Light, the book of the SM-12, and the rules of proper stick manners. I was unprepared for this ego-shattering assortment of stick manifestos. In horror, I saw the blind fraud of my ways, the foolish selfishness that drives me drunkenly towards that brick wall known as the truth. I saw the shadow of my life wasted, chasing after the empty dreams of self-gratification. Humbled and weakened from terror, I begged Michael not to make me go onto the dance floor. Just help me to the bathroom window, I pleaded, and you'll never see me again. We can both pretend that we never met. But Michael wouldn't have it. I had boasted of my skills far and wide, claiming to be the stick man variety of light givers. And now it was my time to carry the burden. During the dueling of the stick men, I had my second enlightenment. We are all mirrors to each other. We reflect and receive reflections with every action. Every move of the individual shakes the cosmos. And consider, we can choose between reflections. Positive, neutral, negative. Now that's power. Turn on your light, point your satellite dishes to the sky. The planets are lining in formation. The door is opening. Sincerely and affectionately, Patrick, the Blue Stick Man.